Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, a proud supporter of Living on Earth. My dream is that after you finish eating our organic yogurt, you can eat the cup. That way, there's nothing to even recycle. Learn more about our green packaging ideas at stonyfield.com.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Getting around these days is easy to do. Just tap your destination on the old GPS and you're good to go. Migratory birds, on the other hand, have other ways of finding their way, as BirdNote's Michael Stein reports.
How do birds navigate? They steer by landmarks and by the sun and stars. A keen sense of smell helps some birds chart their course. And it turns out, migrating birds also find their way by responding to the magnetic field of the Earth. These bobolinks we're hearing orient themselves to Earth's magnetic north with the help of iron-rich magnetic crystals inside their upper beaks. Homing pigeons also carry these magnetoreceptors, as do robins and other birds. But that's not the only way birds use the Earth's magnetic field to help them on their way. Light hitting a specific protein in a bird's eye may trigger a chemical reaction that varies depending on the direction of the Earth's magnetic field. And birds may actually see Earth's magnetic field in the form of changing dark areas across one eye. This sensitivity explains why night flying birds need to recalibrate their magnetic sense every day by the light of the setting sun. In an experiment in central Illinois, 18 thrushes were fitted with radio transmitters and exposed to a misaligned magnetic field. When released after dark, the birds headed west. Birds not exposed to the false geomagnetic field headed north. On subsequent days, however, the misdirected birds reoriented themselves to follow their true course. I'm Michael Stein.
To see some bobolink photos, point your compass to our website, loe.org.